Please open your Bibles for the Old Testament reading to 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Second Chronicles chapter 27, please give your attention to the reading of God's holy, inspired word. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did, albeit he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built castles and towers. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against them, and the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third. So Jotham became mighty, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his ways, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Ahaz his son reigned in his stead. Well, thus ends the reading of God's word. As I mentioned a little bit ago, counting the number of verses in brevity that this chapter presents to us, this chapter makes for the shortest in 2 Chronicles, and is only one verse longer than the shortest in 1 Chronicles, which is chapter 20, which is divided into 8 verses. Well, we heard from chapter 26, verse 21, that as a result of Uzziah's leprosy, Jotham, his son, governed in his stead, and possibly with his counsel and direction to the day that Uzziah died. The report we have of Jotham is as one like his father, as one who, we read, did right in the sight of the Lord. This, too, is the report of him given in the parallel account of 2 Kings 15. The only qualifiers here that are provided are two, the first being that, howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord. Some see this phrase as saying that Jotham, out of some personal reaction to what had happened to his father, chose to stop attending the obligatory services of the temple. However, it seems more likely that the howbeit in verse 2 is not an exception to his doing right in the sight of the Lord, but him doing all that his father Uzziah did. He did all that he did in except unlawfully entering into the temple presumptuously as his father. Otherwise, it'd be odd for the parallel account to mention nothing of him avoiding regular worship to the temple, and of his works mentioned in verse 3 as building the high gate of the house of the Lord. It would be odd if that was the case. The other qualifier we read of Jotham, which follows the first, is that the people did yet corruptly, by which we understand, as it says in 2 Kings, the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed, burned incense still in the high places. That is, they were yet committed to idolatry. And it is telling, however, that this fault is put here, not on Jotham so much, but upon the people. What Jotham did or didn't do isn't told us. Perhaps he could have stayed them a bit more, but didn't, albeit reforming other things. Something we've heard of before in several of his forefathers. But that being granted, the people nevertheless are regarded as being bent in the direction of idolatry, towards their corrupt and idolatrous practices, in spite of the public witnesses that all they had of the prophets during their time and regarding that matter. Which shows us the gracious and powerful and preserving work upon the heart that is needful to take us away from idolatry and to keep us from it. It is not for nothing that the Apostle John concludes his first epistle that we're studying with a warning to the church to keep yourselves from idols. 1 John 5:21. The danger remains relevant in our day and in persistent. It is persistent in our condition so long as we are here. Verses 3 to 5 in our chapter provide us a glimpse into the works and reign of Jotham, for which he was renowned of 16 years worth of reigning. He built or rebuilt the high gate of the house of the Lord, also referred to as the new gate in Jeremiah. The higher new gate, or this gate that he rebuilt, was believed to lead to the temple courts from the palace of the king. At the wall of Ophel, King Jotham is said to have edified much. Some understand that by the place of Ophel as a spot coming up against the temple and the outer wall of Jerusalem. So in accord with verse 4, he may have supplied towers, forts, or some edifice of defense to protect them from such a place. He adds to this fortifications and protections in the mountain regions and wooded areas. Verse 5 informs us that the Ammonites appears to have revolted from the relation that they had under Uzziah, but are brought back again, but after some contending, right? Some he prevailed against them, we hear. And all this becoming mighty and strong was in verse 6. Why? Because he prepared his ways, or put differently, he established his ways before the Lord his God. He walked, says Matthew Henry, steadily and constantly in the way of his duty, was uniform and resolute in it, not like some of those that went before him, who though they have had some good in them, lost their credit by their inconstancy or inconsistency with themselves. The more steadfast we are in religion, the more mighty we are, both for the resistance of that which is evil and for the performance of that which is good. Just 16 years of reigning in life that he had. The short chapter closes on a sad note, and it's not that Jotham fell. Jotham passes at only about 41 years of age. As some have said, it is though providence kept him from outliving and growing past his good reputation, as his father did. And considered in this way, perhaps it was a mercy to him to be taken so early. But to those that remain in Judah who live under his son Ahaz, as we'll find in the next chapter, much to grieve over, as though God gave the people a king suited to their idolatry, who explicitly does not seek the Lord and walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. And he's given over to all kinds of idols and introducing it into Judah. Well, that ends our study in chapter 27. I'll invite Elder Dillard to lead us in song.